believe all that bullshit about U.S. combat operations in Iraq being over. Dubai, just outside Fallujah, Iraq, yesterday morning. An Iraqi military force backed by U.S. soldiers shot it out with resistance fighters early during a raid on a village in western Iraq that left 8 people dead, 4 of them civilians. No Americans were among the casualties. The raid began with an elite Iraqi military unit surrounding a street in Dubai, just outside Fallujah, Iraqi police and the U.S. military reported. According to the Americans, the so-called counterterrorism unit, backed by U.S. soldiers, was looking to arrest a resistance leader when gunfire erupted from several directions as the occupants of the home attempted to defend themselves. Balad Air Base, Iraq, yesterday. A U.S. airman was killed in a reported ordnance accident. Karbala, Iraq, yesterday. One U.S. vehicle was completely destroyed on Wednesday when a roadside bomb went off targeting a convoy of the Provincial Reconstruction Team north of Karbala City. Quote, the blast took place at the Al Husseinia area, 20 kilometers north of Karbala, a local media source told the Aswan Al Iraq News Agency. Mosul, Iraq, yesterday, 9 Iraqi soldiers were killed when their bus hit a roadside bomb. This war is not over yet, and Afghanistan's just getting worse. Afghanistan, yesterday, 37 police officers and 8 other people were injured in another protest of last weekend's Quran-burning madness. Authorities claim Taliban fighters opened fire on police from nearby houses, taking advantage of what that crazy preacher from Florida served them on a silver platter, even after canceling his own Quran burning. New York City this week. That nut job who burned a Quran at Ground Zero on September 11th this year has been fired from his job with the New York Transit Authority. Perhaps this was for his reckless disregard of public safety? Afghanistan, yesterday, U.S. forces launched a major offensive in southern Afghanistan early Wednesday in the district that gave birth to the Taliban movement in what they claim could be one of the most important offensives of the war. Thousands of U.S. and Afghan troops encircled and swooped into a belt of lush farmland in Zari district. Key insurgent-held villages such as Mukan, Pajmul, and Singasar are the target areas, essentially untouched by occupation forces since they entered Afghanistan in 2001. The operation began at 4 a.m. local time Wednesday, approximately 7:30 Eastern Daylight Time Tuesday. Key offensive of the war, that's been said before, in places from Pakistan's Swat Valley to the failed summer offensive against Kandahar, it turned into a Taliban counter-offensive. The year runs late for fighting in Afghanistan, and if this offensive bogs down even a little, the snows of winter will force an end to this operation. Even if U.S. forces manage to prevail, Taliban fighters, like all guerrilla armies, will bend like a reed in the wind, melting away into the population. They will soon reappear elsewhere, as again has been true in every guerrilla war since my Native American ancestors fought to defend this continent from invasion. Mr. Barack Obama, you should know better than to continue the foolish invasions of your predecessor, George W. Bush. Now is the time to really end combat operations in Iraq, throw in the towel and never conquered Afghanistan, and bring all the U.S. troops home today.